Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our unique program, Responding Biblically to Muslims. And of course, we are all impacted by the recent Muslim terrorist attack. The Muslim man who rented a pickup truck and used it to kill 8 innocent people and injured more than a dozen others. I want to start by saying we must pray for President Trump, government officials, that God will guide them to make the right, wise decisions. And we pray for that, God. We ask you to bless the American government and guide them, God. Very important passage in the Bible, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. So I want to remind you, my brothers and sisters, that Satan blinded the minds of many Muslims and made them feel and convinced them killing Europeans and Americans is the right thing to do. No normal person will intentionally hurt innocent people without being deceived by Satan, because we know that Satan is the source of all murder and destructions. Okay, we need to realize that Muslims are not our enemies, they are victims of our enemies. In this passage, Paul traces the power of evil back to its ultimate source, the god of this world, Satan. And of course, we know Ephesians 6, that our struggle is not against human opponent, but against evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. Apostle Paul does not try to locate the source of evil that we fight against in any political or religious system. I strongly believe that our struggle is not against Islam or Muslims, but against the forces of evil in the heavenly realm who blinded the minds and eyes of Muslims and made many of them terrorists. So actually, Muslims are not our enemies. They are victims to Satan, our only enemy. Muslims actually our mission field. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Responding Biblically and Spiritually to Muslims. And remember, you know, the early Christians did not attack the Roman government officials, even though the Roman government and officials and military were against them, and the Jewish leaders were against them, but they did not focus their attention on attacking all of these people and the policies and the laws and the system and their beliefs, but they focused on using spiritual weapons. Because we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when we ask what is our most effective and biblical way of responding to Muslims, I can confidently tell you it is prayer. Prayer for them and prayer for us. It is the word of God. It is being filled with the Holy Spirit and have the ability to manifest God's love. It is being equipped with the word of God and knowing how to use the word in the most effective way. My Muslim friends, we know that you don't have the right information and knowledge about God, and we want to make every effort to help you understand who God is. My Christian brothers and sisters, God does not want us to react to Muslims out of anger or fear. Satan wants us to have fear. If we allow Satan to be successful in putting fear in our hearts toward the Muslims, we will be against them. We will fight them, and we will try to hurt them and kill them if possible. What is exactly Satan's goal is to cause people to be against each other, to hate each other, and to destroy each other. God wants us to love because love never fails. Love never fails. The average Muslim is deceived from Satan. He needs me and you to help him. Muslims need us to help them, to guide them to the light of Christ. Take example of the early disciples of Jesus, who were persecuted by the mighty Roman Empire, by the Jewish leaders. The early Christians won their battle because they were filled with God's Spirit. They focused not on attacking their enemies. They focused on loving their enemies, not even attacking their policies or laws. But they focused on helping their enemies know Jesus. I take another example in Germany. They allowed the millions of refugees to enter the country. Of course, there is a risk involved. We managed to print our book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, in Germany. And I got reports that thousands of Muslims put their faith in Jesus Christ. I am hoping that God used our book. I want to give you another example of my wife, born and raised as a Muslim. She became born-again Christian while studying to become a Muslim teacher in Al-Azhar University in Cairo. The PhD Muslim professor who were investigating her case, because she started talking about Jesus in the university, told her, "You're going to go to prison." She told him, what can I do? Jesus has changed my life. Before they threw her in prison, he became born-again Christian. In prison, she met three other ex-Muslims. They wrote their names in the newspaper that they could be executed. They decided to pray, sing Christian songs, and they helped some Muslim prisoners to come to Christ. They won the battle against Satan through being filled with God's Spirit and through love and through sharing Jesus. We need to pray for our pastors. We need to help our pastors. Our pastors do a great job in so many ways, but they can't do everything without our help. Even I, in the ministry to Muslims, I can't do everything by myself. I need people to help me and my wife. We need to raise the attention of pastors to help them realize the importance of equipping their people, God's church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. My Christian brothers and sisters, I don't even want you to just listen to the program. I want you to take action with me. You can contact me through email or through the phone. This is not our ministry. This is your ministry. This is the ministry of all the Christian evangelical denominations. This is the ministry of every believer. Now, before we end our program, we must pray. Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we are overwhelmed with what happened, with what we see. Our innocent American people are being attacked and killed, and this happening in many parts of the world, including Europe and the Middle East. Innocent people are killed by terrorist Muslims. God, we realize that we are desperate for you. God, use us to share Jesus effectively with millions of Muslims, to help millions of Muslims know who you really are, know who is this God that they are trying to worship and know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. God, use us in a powerful way, God, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who is Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.